Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, ideas for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. I spend over 1,000 hours a year working directly with CEOs and business owners. Some of this is in private one-to-one executive coaching sessions, and some of it is in group meetings. I chair a peer advisory board composed of 15 CEOs and business owners, which means that I bring together growth-oriented leaders where they challenge and learn from each other in a confidential, non-competing environment. There are a lot of things about my peer advisory groups that I love. What I want to focus on today is this. These meetings are like learning laboratories. When we gather, leaders open up. They share successes and failures, challenges and opportunities, stuff they've learned, and stuff they're still trying to figure out. That's why it's like a laboratory. Everybody learns from one another, and the sharing by one benefits all. At a recent meeting, I asked everyone to get out a piece of paper and write down whatever comes to mind on the topic of mergers and acquisitions born of their experience. What have you learned from a successful merger or an unsuccessful one? What are the tricky aspects of acquiring another company? What are you curious about? What keeps you up at night? And then everybody shared. There was a treasure trove of wisdom that day. And here's a small sample of the practical lessons my members have learned from their experiences in M&A. First one, when you're trying to put a deal together, be wary of too many cooks in the kitchen. Second, make sure you know exactly what you're buying or selling, both the good stuff and the bad stuff. How about this? Whatever work you think will be involved in putting a deal together, it will actually be twice as much as you think. Next, identify someone to lead the integration and then get them involved early in the process. Develop a clear transition plan with objectives, milestones, and dates. Once you have a deal, clearly define the roles of any new people who will be joining you. And my favorite, you can't change apples into oranges just by acquiring them. A lot of wisdom here. There's nothing more powerful than learning from someone else's experience. What are you doing to push yourself to learn from your peers? Thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm Jeff Oke.